Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a future where police forces can predict and prevent crimes before they even happen, using artificial intelligence to analyze patterns and identify potential hotspots. This is not a scene from a science fiction movie, but a reality that is slowly taking shape in India, with the integration of AI in law enforcement. A government policy paper on AI integration in law enforcement has highlighted how machine learning, CCTV analytics, and predictive algorithms are transforming Indian policing from reactive crime response to evidence-based, predictive investigation. Pilot programs are operational in Delhi, with a CCTV network that includes facial recognition, and Hyderabad, with a Hawkeye surveillance system and AI crime analytics. The policy paper calls for a national legal framework for AI-aided policing, balancing security effectiveness with privacy rights under the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, and due process guarantees under Articles 20, 21, and 22 of the Constitution. India's police forces are understaffed, underfunded, and overwhelmed, making AI augmentation a systemic necessity rather than a luxury. So, what exactly can AI do in policing? Current deployments in India include the Integrated Command and Control Center in Delhi, which integrates over 2 lakh CCTV cameras, a facial recognition system, and AI-powered analytics for real-time traffic management and crowd density monitoring. However, Delhi's FRS was controversially used during the 2020 Delhi riots for retroactive suspect identification, raising civil liberties concerns. In Hyderabad, the Hawkeye system integrates CCTV cameras with centralized AI analytics, tracks vehicles via automatic number plate recognition, monitors crime hotspots in real time, and has a mobile application for beat officers to access real-time data. Hyderabad has also implemented She Teams, AI-assisted monitoring of public spaces for women's safety, integrated into the surveillance network. Other states are also taking steps to integrate AI in policing, with the Crime and Criminal Tracking Network System, a national initiative under the Ministry of Home Affairs, digitizing police records and FIRS across all police stations, creating a national database for AI analytics. Now, let us turn to the historical context. Traditional policing has been reactive, with the process involving a crime occurring, an FIR being filed, an investigation beginning, and an arrest being made, if successful. However, this approach is resource-intensive, evidence-dependent, and often results in high rates of cases going cold. AI-augmented policing, on the other hand, involves data analysis, hotspot identification, preventive deployment, and incident prevention. It can also aid in suspect identification and faster arrest, making it a more efficient and effective approach. But how exactly does predictive policing work? It involves the ingestion of historical crime data, including location, time, type, and recidivism. Socioeconomic factors, such as unemployment and alcohol sales, are also taken into account, although this has been a topic of controversy. Risk scoring is then used to flag areas and individuals for elevated risk, and resources are allocated accordingly. However, this raises concerns about privacy and bias, particularly with regards to facial recognition systems, which have been shown to have higher error rates for darker-skinned individuals, women, and the elderly. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, has implications for AI policing, with exemptions for national security and law enforcement data processing. However, this raises concerns about the potential for abuse and the need for a dedicated legal framework. Algorithmic bias in predictive policing is also a concern, as it can perpetuate existing biases and create a feedback loop that reinforces discriminatory policing. The Supreme Court's K.S. Puttaswamy v. Union of India judgment established the right to privacy as a fundamental right, directly applicable to mass surveillance systems. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's police ratio is approximately 145 per 1 lakh population, which is lower than the unrecommended to 22. The Crime and Criminal Tracking Network System is a national digital police records network under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Delhi's Integrated Command and Control Center has over 2 lakh CCTV cameras and a facial recognition system. Hyderabad's Hawkeye system integrates surveillance with automatic number plate recognition and crime analytics. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, exempts national security and law enforcement from most consent requirements. The K.S. Puttaswamy v. Union of India judgment established the right to privacy as a fundamental right under Article 21. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The integration of AI in policing is a significant development that has implications for law and order, privacy, and human rights. As a future civil servant, it is essential to understand the potential benefits and challenges of AI-augmented policing and to be able to analyze its implications for Indian society. In conclusion, the integration of AI in policing has the potential to transform the way crimes are prevented and investigated in India. However, it also raises significant concerns about privacy, bias, and accountability. As we move forward, it is essential to establish a dedicated legal framework that balances security effectiveness with individual rights and to ensure that the benefits of AI-augmented policing are equitably distributed. The future of policing in India will depend on our ability to harness the power of technology while protecting the fundamental rights of citizens.